Okay, before we start the show, I just want to say thanks for listening, and thanks for being there.
We appreciate all you.
All right, and follow the show and send us some cool stuff to talk about, because I'm sure this show is going to be the best one ever, clearly. Right, Cody?
Clearly better.
For sure.
Clearly the best show we've ever done, so with that being said, let's get into it. Welcome in, welcome in. Welcome back to Melted Chocolate. It is I, Grandmaster AP. And I got Cody over here too.
C-Web on the ones and twos.
I got Chuck over here too.
Young Padawan
and
Chuck.
And I'm gonna throw the ball. Jesse's back there too.
The lob.
In the cut. Hope everyone's having a great day today. I'm having a good day. You know.
You know, happy hump day, guys. The time of recording this, at least.
It is Wednesday. We do record on Wednesdays. Very good news for me. I went back to work this week.
Hey.
So,
round of applause.
Good old Rack Room Shoes opened back up. Some other good news. Might have a new job opportunity on the horizon.
Hey.
So, I'm not going to say too much because I'm that kind of guy. That,
well, get out of town.
So, yeah. So, hopefully, God willing, everything is everything. So, how are you guys doing?
I'm good.
Doing good?
Maintaining.
Good, good, good.
Got some tan.
Yeah, you did. Your hair's growing in.
Yeah, I need to get this shit cut.
Yeah, your roots is showing.
Big time.
I have my barber here.
I wasn't available because I was painting. I was getting my artistic skills going.
All right. What about you, Cody?
What's up?
I don't know. What's up with you?
Oh, no, I'm good. Maintaining.
Yep. Same old.
Yep.
You know what it is. Switching it up a little bit. We got some would you rathers.
Ooh.
Plural.
More than one.
More than one today.
I like it.
So we're going to jump right into it. First one is, would you rather be sweating all night or fighting off mosquitoes all night?
Oof.
Sweating.
I think I'd fight off the mosquitoes because I feel like I can somewhat ignore them. Sweating in your sleep sucks.
When you wake up.
No, I can't ignore the mosquitoes.
Yeah, but if you ended up falling asleep, I feel, with the mosquitoes, you wake up, you're going to be tore up.
From the floor up.
Like, bad, bro. I'm going sweating because I'm allergic to mosquitoes. So.
Yuck.
If I itch them really bad, my mosquito bites get humongous.
You get welts?
They're like golf ball size. If I mess with them like that, so I got to slap them.
Ew.
If you sweat a lot, then your sheets get all wet. Is there like a sheet that like you sweat, it doesn't really, like,
yeah, those, material? I forgot what they were called, but it's not cotton. It's not silk either.
Polyester?
Maybe. But I feel polyester will make me. Silk makes me hot as fuck.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Will you ever just like get so hot when you're sleeping and you just can't fall back asleep because you're sweating too?
Yeah. That's when you got to stick the leg out under the sheet.
There's been times where like I'll have like no blanket comfort or nothing, and like just, I'll still be sweating.
I guess you're just a heat conductor.
I guess so.
Just bringing in the heat.
Got all this heat.
Neither one of these are pleasant scenarios. They're not. I'd have to go with the lesser evil. That'll be the sweat.
Yeah, I feel like I can sweat. Like I take the covers off and then.
Yeah, I can't deal with the mosquitoes.
If need be, I'll wash the covers in the morning and my clothes and stuff. So sweating, mosquitoes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sweating.
All right, next one. Would you rather always be an hour early to everything or always 15 minutes late?
Hour early. It's easy.
Yeah. That's just the ROTC in me.
Yeah, early.
Yeah, same. Because I can't stand people being late.
Yeah.
Especially like if I have a function at the house and I tell people 8 o'clock and it's 8:45 and no one's here, I get vexed.
You know, it's cool to be fashionably late.
No.
If it's a party, yeah. But if you're like supposed to be doing something, like
if it's important to me, I'm gonna be there early.
You wouldn't hold a job very long showing up late every day.
Yeah.
Punctuality is 15
important. Minutes late. And I mean, like if you're at an airport, you're 15 minutes late.
Your plane gone, B.
Gone. They ain't waiting for you.
It's just good. It's just good practice.
Yeah.
And common courtesy, actually.
A certain someone who loves to always be late.
God.
Name rhymes with Schmavid Cryant.
Schmavid?
Cunier.
Well, if you're listening.
Cunier. Who always loves to be late to everything.
If you're listening, Schmavid. F you.
Schmavid Cryant Cunier.
Cunier.
You know, let's stay held up at our girlfriend's house. And when it's time to go, you want to act like nothing happened, like you weren't hugging.
Don't air him out like that.
No, all right. All right. When he listens to this, I'll deal with that when I have it. But yeah, hour early. But then I feel like, I mean, I don't mind waiting. If you're an hour early to like a movie. What's the situation where being early is bad?
Parties, probably.
Yeah, like if you're one of the first people to show up.
You're showing up hours.
Yeah, nobody's. You're not the cool one if you show up. If, like, if you're the first one to show up.
And they're going to ask you to help set up.
Yeah. Party starts at 8. You there at like 7:50. Yeah, you helping.
Like, oh, you want to get the.
You
the
ever come drinks? Early and then be like, hey, you want to help clean up after? You're like,
nah, I cleaned up.
I'm going to be out of here.
I set up early.
Do y'all help clean up at parties?
I do.
If I'm there late enough, yeah.
I do just because it's respectful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I wouldn't. If I had a party at whatever place I'm at, like it is mine, I wouldn't want nobody trashing it. And then it's not even attempting to pick it up.
Well, if you at my house and like the party's over, but there's still people there, I'd be like, hey, y'all help me clean this up. Y'all just part of this is me.
And if you leave, we ain't talking no more. That's it. Cut you off.
But you got to assume that. You got to assume that, though.
That they're going to leave?
Yeah, that's what
they're not going to help.
Yeah.
Okay.
But not everybody operates like.
Like us.
Like, yeah, like you and me.
Mm-hmm. We just different breed out here, that's all.
Or just anybody that, you know, got manners.
Mm-hmm.
But,
or etiquette.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to see that everyone likes to be early, even if it's an hour.
I mean, an hour.
Early is on time.
I'll get to the location, like, within, like, a little radius. So then, you know, I'll go get something to eat real quick, or I'll get some gas, blah, 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 get something at the gas station.
Mm-hmm.
Cody knows this one. Early is on time. Yep. On time is late, and late is unacceptable.
Yep.
I know that one, too.
Do you really know?
They taught us that in football.
Did they?
Come on, you can't be on time to weightlifting, because you got to run the stairs.
Come on.
You're right.
You got to be 15 minutes early, stretched out by the time we start. Pause. All right, everyone likes to be early. That's cool. Last would you rather of the day. This was a tough one when I pulled it up. Anyways, would you rather have hot sauce with every meal or never be able to have sauce or seasoning with anything ever?
Hot sauce
Hot sauce.
In every meal?
Yes.
I already kind of do that anyway, so.
In your breakfast?
It depends what it is, but you can throw some sauce in there. It's good.
Make eggs with hot sauce.
I know.
I've never done that.
I couldn't live without seasoning.
Yeah. I've never done that.
But that's like.
I never put hot sauce on my eggs, but if I had to.
Well, like cereals off the table. Ice cream off the table.
Well, those are two very unhealthy things for you anyway, so.
What else is there? Coffee?
I will put hot sauce in the coffee if it means that I wouldn't have
only,
coffee.
That only applies for things that you would put seasoning on. You wouldn't put seasoning on coffee.
I mean, it says hot sauce with every meal.
Well, coffee's not a meal.
I mean, if you just have
coffee.
That's not a meal.
Like Jesse.
I would take that to the degree.
So you said you'll put hot sauce in your coffee.
If the alternative to, okay, so it's put hot sauce in the coffee or don't drink coffee, I'm putting hot sauce in the coffee.
I was about to say, we could set it up.
Put like maybe like a drop.
Is that the next
challenge? Oh, yeah. I can get away with putting a drop in there too. Oh, I could put hot sauce on the salad.
Is that the next challenge?
That's like buffalo chicken salad.
That's a weak challenge.
Hot sauce and coffee?
Yeah, that's weak.
You think that's weak, Jesse?
How much are we talking?
I feel like that would taste nasty.
Well, you could put one drop and I say, that's it. I did it, you know, but if you're talking about half a jar of spicy.
It'd have to be a requirement of
people do the same thing when they have like a Bloody Mary. They'll throw hot sauce in there, right?
I don't know.
Pretty sure. Like a Tabasco sauce. Never had a Bloody Mary before?
Nope.
Nah.
That's
the drink with the celery.
Chuck, isn't your last name Tabasco?
Lobasco.
Charles Tabasco. Yeah, but
like
having no seasoning or sauce with anything is pretty rough.
Yeah.
So if I have, I mean, I just had to change up what I eat for breakfast, I guess.
I just couldn't live without seasoning.
Because that's the biggest issue, is breakfast for me. Like, I can't have pancakes with hot sauce.
Life without adobo would be tragic.
Again, very unhealthy for you anyway.
Life without adobo would be terrible.
Can't live without that. That so, adobo.
I can't have a fruit platter with hot sauce. Come on. Is that healthy enough for you?
You could. I mean, but again, if you're eating a fruit platter for breakfast, that's a little excessive.
No, I've seen, don't they put like Sazon on like mangoes or some shit?
That's some Mexican stuff.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. They do the same thing for like kind of like corn and shit.
Yeah.
You put it on the grill and you throw like chili or even like chili
Sazon or something.
They put salt on pineapples too.
Our Spanish listeners are hearing this right now. They're like, oh my God, they don't know what that's called.
I'm sorry, but at least I pay attention.
They'll be all right.
Yeah.
It looks like corn on the cob dipped in mayonnaise, dipped in Sazon. That's what we're talking about, right?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah, they dip it in mayonnaise and then put the stuff on it.
I thought it was like garlic and butter.
Nah, it was straight up fruit, and they just put stuff on it.
I'm not talking about the fruit. I'm talking about the corn.
What is that called?
We got sidetracked.
I don't know. Hold on.
Whatever it is, it's delicious. So
whatever it is, we're choosing hot sauce instead of no seasonings at all. So
that's facts.
That is that.
Oh, wait, hold on. Are you about to play something?
In a little bit, okay, in a second. I'm gonna,
let me turn back up real quick.
I'm surprised you went with the slime and bee, though, to be honest.
Yeah, there's a couple options, but it's all good. Always got to keep you on your toes, Tabasco. All right. Anyways, whatever. Let's get into Knowledge is Power.
What's up, guys? This week in Knowledge is Power, we're going to talk about something that we all do, something that we all think about, something that our moms and grandmas and dogs and birds and everything think and do.
The birds and the bees?
The birds and the bees.
Oh,
the bees and the birds. Or birds and bees.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Right. So we're going to talk about sex and human sexuality revolution. So let's just jump into it. I mean, it's a pretty primitive thing that we do as animals. It's just something that we do, right? So, and we all think about it. So I figured, why not bring it up? So, you know, it's become a really dynamic thing, but it wasn't always that way. If you go back millions of years, of course, it's part of any animal's evolution. It's something they have to do for the species to go on. Anyway, it wasn't as complicated as it is today. How did we get where we're at today? Well, you look at sexual market, sexual competition. Everything has become very diverse, dynamic, but it's something that...
Don't forget porn.
Yeah, and there's that, mm-hmm. too. And that's just more or less a product of the sexual revolution. So I'm not going to start all the way at caveman. I think you guys know how it went there. It wasn't that complicated, but...
pictures. Fuck. Yes.
Yeah.
All right, Ron Jeremy, chill out.
So, yeah, earlier on in human history, let's keep it after, let's come in around the times of Christ. Of course, now you've got religion. It's starting to govern what's right and what's wrong about sex and all like that. But you've also got some health factors that play into this. So we'll get into that in a little bit. We'll talk about religion first. It's a pretty universal thing, right, for most religions to kind of suggest that you should be devout to one person and, you know, reproduce with just that one person.
Right.
So whether that's right or wrong is kind of a personal thing. It's definitely, as far as evolution is concerned, it's not as productive. I mean, evolution kind of requires a mixture of all genes that are available, right? I think we're actually heading back toward that direction. I think that we're getting away from religion now in this day and age. It's a bit like that, but there's some scientific factors that play into that. So let's fast forward here from times of Christ all the way up till, you know, 1400s, 1500s, the medieval times is when it became very, very serious about having premarital sex or cheating on your spouse and such like that. You're kind of basically set up with who you're going to marry and everything like that before you're even of age. So considering all that, it was very much structured, very much in control what was going to be.
That's what she said.
Little sexual innuendos for our topic.
I'm not a virgin, guys, I promise. Not that that's a bad thing.
Yeah, virginity rocks, right?
Yeah, you're still pure. All right, go ahead.
There's some scientific factors that play into this revolution and where we've gotten since the times of Christ. So we'll look at medieval times where your spouse was picked out for you before you were even 18, you know, and it was, you're going to be married to this person. Well, a lot of these rules were punishable by death. You know, I mean, it was like very, very extreme.
Yeah, getting like stoned to death and like hung and like.
Right. I mean, it was totally absurd. And it was like, you know, divorce, you wouldn't even dream of it. And
wasn't like divorce back then, like almost like shooting your spouse? I think at one time like, they did something like that.
I wouldn't be surprised. They did some pretty hardcore shit. So you kind of had all of these factors playing into what sex culture would be like. But all the way up until the 1960s, there was no birth control. That was a huge changing factor in the game, especially for women, because up until that point, men could kind of sleep around and, you know, okay, let's start even in the 1800s. Men could sleep around. You impregnate somebody else's wife or, you know, some lady out there. There's no way that lady could prove that that child was yours, right? Because there was no DNA testing and stuff like that. So this is where I think men kind of got their reputation where they say, oh, men are pigs, men sleep around, men are the cheaters. Look where we're at in 2020. The tides have changed,
them
right?
Tables, one oh, thing yeah. about them tables.
They always turn. So you mm-hmm. got now where it's, I don't know, I'm probably going to sound a little biased. I'd say, what do you guys think? You think women cheat more than men?
Oh, that's a fact.
In 2020, I think so. I mean,
I'd say it's like pretty damn close now. Maybe it was lopsided, but it's definitely like kind of even. Maybe even.
Yeah, I don't know. Around. It definitely seems like the tables are.
That's a fact.
Yeah, I think women cheat more than men. Personally, just personal experience from what I've observed. You got a lot of factors that play into that, though. You got a lot of men that act like not manly at all. So naturally, the woman they're with is turned off. Now they're, you know. Women kind of act like, well, I don't really have a good enough reason to leave him because I've been with him for 6 months and I just found out he's a square. I just found out he's a clown. You know, it's like, well, I can't really just tell him he's a clown and leave him. So they end up just straying away and screwing around. Anyway, look, I don't want to get too far into that because that's going to sound super biased. And
no, but you want to know some truth, though? Women cheat more, but like girls are on the same team. Guys aren't. Like if a girl, if you're cheating on your girl with another girl, that girl's gonna tell your girl like, oh, like
oh,
she's gonna be more like, oh,
sure,
yeah he's
well,
talking
yeah.
to me, blah blah. I'm not telling somebody if you know.
Sure, I
so
get it. That's
there,
true.
There's more of like a camaraderie with girls, even though it's more competition. But
and I think that's the root of that whole thing is
yeah.
if a girl is messing with you and you got a girlfriend. The girl is going to tell your girlfriend because she's mad that you don't leave your girlfriend for her.
Yeah.
From, mm-hmm. you know, that just,
yeah.
my
but
observation.
You would never, ever find out.
If your girl was cheating.
Yes.
Nah.
Like, that dude is not going to tell you.
Well, the thing is, yeah. And when we're talking about that, too, it's like a guy cheating on his girlfriend, the girlfriend's going to find out. Because the guy is going to pretty much give it away. At some rate, the guys are like, yeah, I did that. Like, you know, it sucks. I feel bad, blah, 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 whatever. Hey, your girl cheats on you. If she don't, man, I'll tell you what, they are good at hiding it. Anyway, look, don't want to get sidetracked. We can actually postpone that conversation for a different topic at a different time.
Just stay
right
honest,
now,
guys.
Yeah, let's just talk about the evolution of human sexuality. So, 1800s, men are cheating around. Now, the thing about sex in 1800s, too, is how do I really put this? Vaginal health wasn't prominent, you know, as it is nowadays. I mean, you got all kinds of products you can. Anyway, I don't know.
Infections,
I wouldn't know. I don't have one.
Diseases.
Yeah, infections, diseases. Absolutely, there weren't treatment for those sorts of things, so there was a lot of repercussions for a really strong sexual culture. Whereas in the 1960s, we developed birth control. Now women are at the same playing table as men. They can kind of sleep around without fear of getting knocked up. If they're doing it in secret, then they don't have to worry about being shamed for it, you know? So that was a big step where now that definitely increased the amount of sexual activity that went on without commitment, without, you know, fear of any kind of repercussion. So that was a huge factor. And then, of course, as the health sciences have developed, now we've got treatments for STDs. Now we've got better health care in general for anything of that nature.
A little amoxicillin won't hurt.
What's that for? Is that AIDS?
No, it's for a clap. Gonorrhea.
Oh, okay.
Ah.
I would not know personally, but.
Amoxicillin?
That and penicillin, I think.
I think penicillin was like HIV or AIDS or something like that.
I have no idea.
Yeah. But, right, exactly. So you got these.
Get that shot and you just get back out there in the streets.
Well, that's kind of how the birth control thing is, right? I mean, girls, you get your shot and you're, hey, I'm cooking for 6 months now. whose ingredients are going in the pot? So anyway.
You think male birth control will ever be a thing?
I think it is. I mean, I think, you know, the
I know they're in the works of it or something, but.
I wouldn't take it. And here's the reality of females' birth control. It's always the same thing. There's different forms and different varieties. And the girls that are listening will probably just totally trump my knowledge on this topic. But it sounds like they all trick the female body into thinking it's already pregnant. So it's not producing eggs or something like that. Or it's not going to. You know how when you're pregnant, you can't get pregnant again. So your body kind of does something like that. Well, so that kind of triggers some other things there too, right? So it's been my experience that the girls on birth control tend to be a little bit more crazy. Has anybody else experienced that?
I wouldn't say crazy.
Yeah, I wouldn't say crazy. Maybe more emotional.
Hormonal.
Yeah, so that's a thing. So if they develop that for guys, A, I don't know how they would do that without really actually killing your semen, and then that's kind of
well. The basis behind birth control for women is it's an estrogen pill. So that if it was a birth control for men, it'd be testosterone. But
that's completely opposite of my understanding. Testosterone based. You're saying what does the estrogen do?
The estrogen is gonna make their hormones think that they're pregnant, and then
so it's just a big shot of estrogen.
I don't know about.
Maybe
I feel like there's more to it than just estrogen.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm sure there's more to it, but that's just the basis behind it.
So you know, anyway, you've got birth control. You've got better health. So that's kind of paved the way for the sexual culture that we have now. Now any man, woman can go out into the world. You've got social media to pave the gap, right, from person to person. That's how a lot of people meet now. Whether it be a dating app or it just be, oh, I know that person from Instagram. I'm going to go sleep with them. You know, so it's
a lot easier nowadays.
It's a lot easier. It's a lot healthier. There's less repercussions. So I think we'll start. And religion is kind of taking a backseat to this. I'm definitely knowing fewer and fewer people who follow religion, but it's really not uncommon to meet that church girl who's still pretty promiscuous. So it's taking a back seat. So I think we're kind of seeing now the way sex was hundreds of thousands of years ago, because our makeup hasn't really changed in the last 100,000 years, but our approach to life, it wasn't until, of course, 2,000 years ago that followers of Christ band together to make all these rules for society that really govern the way that people have sex and do all that. So 100,000 years ago, it was probably similar to the way it is now, just minus the social media and the health aspect of it. I don't know how much shame was included on people sleeping around and stuff like that, but it's not uncommon now for you to see a couple with you know, like say a man and a woman and they've got 4 or 5 kids and a variety of different parents and stuff like that, and we're making it work. And that's probably similar to how it was a long time ago, but you know, with the advances made in health, I think that especially around STDs and just in general, like Chuck said, infections, viruses and stuff, we're probably even looking at even more sexual activity now than in the early human days. So that's all I've got today for knowledge is power, unless you guys have something to contribute to that topic.
That sounds good to me. I mean,
yeah. All right. So join us next week. We're going to try to do something again. Enjoy this little nugget. I try to keep it a little bit more
relatable.
Yeah, well, maybe? I concise. Think this is the most relatable topic we've talked about yet in knowledge is power, but I try to keep it more PG. But hey, it is what it is. We all do it. We all love it. Enjoy it. So be safe out there, guys, and let's get on with the rest of the show.
Thank you, Jesse.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jesse, for another nice knowledge is power segment.
Speaking of social media, when's the like? Oh, social media takes away like that old school, like, you know, you see a girl, you walk up to her, you know. Like, when's the last time anybody's done like an approach like that? Some would call it a cold approach, but like what?
Call social media cold approach?
Yeah, like, you know, you don't have to go out and, you know, walk up to the girl. All you have to do is just
slide. And now it's DM. Like a preliminary thing, like, oh, you have them on the socials? It's like, now you can get used to or get to know them through there.
Slide
to
out DM.
What when the last time y'all have done that? AP, I know. Yeah.
It's a rare thing then. That's why it's a cold approach now.
I'm old school. Not really.
You used to carry Kayla's books and stuff?
No, not that old school.
Oh, shit.
I did not talk to her in high school. I acted like she didn't exist.
Right on. That's kind of. I feel like that's a kind of its own approach, right? Because you're kind of playing this, like, what's it called? Bait and hook?
Bait and switch.
Yeah.
Well, we can't give them too much game now. The game is meant to be sold, told.
You're releasing the playbook
so,
now.
With the whole social media relationship thing, do you think social media kills relationships?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
How so?
Yeah, it kills it just as fast as it might make it.
So. See, me, I feel like social media doesn't kill relationships. I feel like insecurity kills it. Like, they're insecure.
That's a good point.
Because of the social media, like,
but why do you get insecure? Because it's good, social media.
That's a good question. But it's not the social media. It's you being insecure that leads to a downhill in your relationship.
I think, too, that social media kind of plays a different part than what we really call it. You know, we might call it social media. But it's kind of like this porthole to the sexual market. I mean, really, what it boils down to. You look through your Instagram feed right now. How many of those pictures are innocent, fun-loving, you know, wholesome? No, it's half the time bikinis and swim trunks and muscles and, you know, ass and titties. And so it's like, that's kind of a person's way of putting himself out there, saying like, hey, this is what I got, you know, hit me up, right? So, or it's a way of, you know, either you're looking for somebody to come reach out to you, or that's your way of getting on there and reaching out to people. So that's kind of, it's got that sexual innuendo enough as it is, where if you're in a relationship, naturally, I think this is where a lot of girls get concerned about the guys having their social medias, is because it's like, well, why are you still on Instagram all the time? Like, you already got a girl. What are you looking for?
I'm just posting.
Using what Instagram's made
for. That's it.
A picture's worth a thousand words, boys.
That thing, too, where girls don't like to see you entertaining other girls. So if they see you post something and a bunch of girls like it, you're already in trouble. Like,
see, to me, that's a maturity thing. We talked about that in
maturity,
the previous episode.
Maturity or security, insecurity?
It could be a mixture of both. Cause, I mean, we talked about in a couple weeks ago about how you asked, what did you ask? Where did you draw the line or something like that?
Yeah.
And then I was like, if a girl commented on my picture,
you can't control that.
Yeah, Michaela wouldn't really be like, oh, why is she commenting? I don't know why she commented.
Like, I have no control over that person.
I'm not going to entertain it. She commented. She's allowed to do that on Instagram. I mean, and same thing if someone commented on her shit. I'm not going to be like, oh, well, got to go beat that guy's ass because he commented on your picture.
I think that's the thing about, like, social media, at least back then, like, we were in high school. Like, people try to make it, like, a more of a private thing when it's social. You know what I mean? Like, people, because people would, like, look at that, like, why did this girl like your photo? Why did she comment on it? It's like, I can't control it. She's allowed to see it.
You said
on there.
You said back in high school, but every girl I talk to is still like that.
Yeah, they still on that.
See, that's brings me back to, like, the maturity issue.
No, yeah.
I'm just saying, like, I only brought that up just because, like, that's how we were growing up, was just in high school with it, you know.
So I ain't have no social media in high school, damn.
Looking back on it, like in high school, I can kind of remember thinking that way, but it, like you say, it's a maturity thing. Eventually you grow up and it's like
I really don't care.
Really don't care, yeah.
So
maybe that's a masculine thing, I don't know.
Could be. But I think the question was, when's the last time, I won't ask AP this, but I'll ask Chuck and Jesse, when's the last time y'all have actually, like, cold approached on a girl?
Very rare.
Well, cold approach, you're saying...
Okay, all right, we're going to throw out cold approach. Like, when's this the last time you just went up to a girl and talked to her?
In person.
Probably before this whole quarantine thing out on the town. I will be honest, like, I do get pretty social at a lot of these motorcycle events because it's kind of like... I don't know. The ice is already broken. It's like, you like motorcycles. I like motorcycles. Like, what's up? You trying to get a drink? Like, it just works out like that. So, you know, you're just saying removing the social media aspect from it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't say it's completely dead for me, but I can definitely see where the majority of guys and girls, too, don't make their approach without knowing that person on the socials first.
Yeah.
True. That is facts.
And that's just the world we live in now. I mean.
Yep.
You can't, I mean, some people say they can live without social media, but you kind of can't at the same time. At least it's now, just a way to connect to people. So
I would think that you're probably a weird person if you didn't have social media. I tell you what, one of my best friends growing up, he does not do social media, period. And it's kind of like, sucks, because I probably admire him more than I do most people. But it's like, dude, I can't even connect with you, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't know where you're at, what you're doing. Like, you might as well have fallen off the face of the earth.
And then that's when they hit you with the, I got a phone, you can call me. Well, what if I want to send you a meme?
That's what I was going to say.
What if,
we send memes all the time.
But the phone goes both ways too, right? So it's like, you kind of feel like disconnected from that person, especially when the new standard is seeing every day you post something. I mean, like, we're just saying how the standard has been replaced. It used to be, you know, I don't know. You're right. The phone definitely would still be a viable option. It just feels different because, again, it's like that person fell off the face of the earth.
But that's why people now are more connected than ever, though.
Yeah.
Would you say, like, maybe relationships now are closer? Not, like, say, like, relationships, but, like, relationships with people.
Oh, just in general?
Yeah, just in general. Are, like, closer than they used to be?
I don't think so.
I feel like, in a way, yeah, just because, like, you can kind of always communicate with that person.
But I mean, like, to me, like, if you kind of have like a better genuine connection with the person in general, I feel like that person in person contact is big factor, rather than like commenting on their picture. And
well, I mean, if you're not like always up their ass, I'm saying, like, if it's like maybe just what's a good word for this, I can't even think of it now.
Oof.
I think social media, I can see where you're coming from, Chuck, but it's definitely driven this stake in between a lot of people, whereas it's like, I look at a lot of people on my socials that in real life, I probably would have been like, this is a cool person, you know, I can get along with this person from time to time. But then if you're following them on socials and you see all the stuff they share and they post, and it's like, oh, this is like the inner workings of this person's mind. I don't really see eye to eye with them.
Mm-hmm. And another thing, the biggest thing is, like, social media is pretty much a filter.
Yeah.
Like, you see all these girls and guys who post all these pictures, and you meet them in person,
they can be completely different.
That's not how they are at all. So, not even necessarily a catfish. Like, for instance, if you see a chick and she posts a picture, her ass looks fat. You see her in the store, and it's like
a cutting board.
Yeah, two cutting boards. And you're like,
she was on the sink.
On the sink.
In that picture.
Photoshop something, so. Fell down the rabbit hole with that one.
I think social media, it's only good to meet, like to connect. Not really
network.
Connect. Yeah, to network and just to, like, see. It's more for, like, celebrity.
Yeah.
Like, you get to see the life of, like, your favorite athlete or your favorite celebrity or what have you. But,
and that's like a way to even connect with them too.
Yeah, you could send them something and they might see it. The bait that might not respond, but
yeah,
it'll tell you that they saw it, or they might repost on their story or something. But it's,
and they give you that satisfaction.
Yeah, it's more of a connection, like, between, you know, fans and a celebrity.
Well, shit. And nowadays, social media, nobody can mind their own business.
That too.
Everybody's in everybody's ass all the time, dude. And it's like
stalking pages.
Stop. Like, mind your own business.
It's crazy.
Like, if someone's in a relationship, back to like liking pictures and shit, and some certain someone might comment on the picture, then they'll be like, oh shit, let me go message so and so. Hey, you know, what's his name commented on that picture?
You know what she said?
Like, what?
She put two emojis on there.
I can't believe you did that.
Yeah.
There's two sides to that coin because they're looking at for their homie.
Yeah.
So I can't, you know,
depends on the
situation.
Right.
I can't look the other way if it's, you know, if my homie's losing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you got the whole subtweeting and it's a whole other brand. We can really get into that, but
it's crazy.
But like you say, I want to emphasize that. Like, social media is a front.
Yeah.
Man, like, one particular girl comes to mind who
will
not be named, who was always posting all that crazy sexual stuff. And, you know, like, she's some kind of freak and all that.
Oh, yeah, that's Cap.
That's the fucking Captain Cap.
Someone caught a stray.
That's Captain
and
Crunch.
Then you get him in person, and it's, like, scared Captain stiff, yep. You know, sweating bullets, like.
We'll call her Tracy.
You ain't had to do that.
You know anyway, who you are,
yeah,
Tracy.
But you know, like, that was like the first time where we really was like, damn, social media is a front. Like,
yep.
Hard.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
Front.
You ain't had to do that.
If you listening, Tracy.
Somebody. Tracy, you know, Tracy you know got it straight for no reason.
You want to lower Chuck's mic a bit?
Which one is
Mike? He's number three.
They all the same.
No, he's kind of loud.
Nah, you kind of loud.
Is it me or Chuck?
It's that mic right there. It's always loud.
Oh, my bad.
And go.
Oh, shit. We still got social media shit? Because that's a whole episode in itself,
right,
bro.
Right, we can. What else
that's just crazy.
What else did we think about?
What else we got? Oh. Mother's Day is Sunday.
Okay, and then we got the schedule. NFL schedule came out.
No, come.
That's
not
next,
yet.
That's next.
Not week, at the time of recording.
I think.
It comes out Thursday.
Oh.
Tomorrow.
We already got ours.
Oh.
I didn't hear that.
No, I haven't got mine.
They already kind of released the thing of, like, by the opponents, how tough this
you can see
is.
How what opponents you're playing, but not the weeks. Yeah. Or can you see the weeks?
Well, does it matter?
Yes.
Well, yeah, because you're going to play, like, certain teams are, like,
you don't
maybe
know
in a certain streak.
If you're going to play the Broncos week one, or if you're going to
play
them
at home, or
well,
yeah.
Obviously, we're going to play the Broncos, but.
I know, but you don't know when. That's the whole thing. That's the whole.
It could be in December when they're, like, hot, or it can be in September when they're shit. Like,
yeah,
because
I know who we're playing. We're playing the NFC West. We're playing the AFC North. We're playing the freaking.
That's Bucks. That's already eight teams.
We're playing the Bucks.
Usually you could fit four divisions in a schedule.
You get three divisions. You get your division.
And then like three
two others.
Games.
And then two teams that place the same place as you in another
that's
division.
That's already eight games in your division though.
Hold on, I got you, dog.
Yeah, because you got half the schedule.
Half the season. So you have eight more games to go. So you can only play two conferences.
Yeah, it's like two divisions.
That's what I said.
But you said the NFC. Whatever. You said two AFCs or whatever, and then you had your
NFC
own schedule.
NFC West, AFC North, and NFC East for the Giants.
Oh, no, because you're going to play six games in your division, and that leaves – you can have, like, two divisions and, like, two, like, straggler games. That can be, like, what he said, like
– I'm trying to tell
whoever
you.
Whoever you placed against or whatever.
Are we keeping this?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, sure.
We play the AFC North, Browns, Steelers – Bengals,
that's a
Ravens.
Fat L for you, by the way.
Yeah, whatever. We play the NFC East. Cardinals, Niners, Seahawks, Rams. That's eight. Then we play the Bucks. And we play the Bears. So that's 10. And then we play our division rivals twice each.
Okay. Y'all missed the bullet not playing them Chargers.
We played them. Did we play them?
2 years ago.
Yeah, so we got another 2 years to go. We play every 4 years.
I couldn't tell you how they do that, so.
No, because we played the Steelers the
year before.
We played the
Steelers every 4 years. I know that.
We played the Steelers the year before and last year.
Both were pretty much home games.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I don't want to play the Cowboys week one, but I know we're going to play in week one because we always do.
That's the
You're going to get a division rival.
That's America's game of the week.
Yeah, come on.
Whatever. I don't like the Cowboys. I won't play the Ravens week one. That's not going to happen. But I saw a page that apparently leaked the schedule, but then like it made all these tweets about who plays who, and then at the very end it said, just so you guys know, all this is fake.
Damn.
So I read through all that.
Teasing.
Wow.
Teasing.
I was like, wow.
That's why you should never try to get it early. Wait on time.
No, I just saw it when I was scrolling on Twitter, and I was like, oh. And then I clicked on it, and I read through it, and it was fake. And I was like, well, damn. So when y'all listen to this, your team schedule will be out. So hopefully it's to your liking. Mine probably won't be because the Giants mess up always somehow.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna walk back my record prediction. I'm going to say 9-7.
I said 7-9. I changed mine to 7-9.
8-8. Maybe less.
7-9, no playoffs. Third place in the division.
Yeah. Whoever's in the AFC West is just fighting for the wild card game.
Literally.
The Chiefs.
Pretty much, yep.
Yep.
Chiefs and or Broncos and Chargers are going to be fighting for that wild card spot. Maybe even both of them will get in.
The Raiders might get in there, too.
This year?
Maybe.
Nah.
I don't know.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I forgot about that. You can have a whole division in the playoffs now.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Oh, you really can.
Mm-hmm.
They added a team. They had two teams. Or one team.
I thought that was for the next year's or the year after that.
The extra game gets put in
next
in
year.
Like a few years or whatever. The playoffs is like will start immediately.
Huh. Oh, shit. So the other team that the Giants are going to lose to. Sweet. Anyways, Sunday is a special day. Very special day.
What is that?
It's Mama's Day Sunday. Woo!
That's this Sunday?
Yeah.
Damn.
I don't have my drops, so.
Good thing. Those things are corny as hell.
That's the point, Charles P. Charles Tabasco. Yeah, Mother's Day is coming up. Shout out to all the moms.
We love y'all.
All the soon-to-be moms.
All the newly moms.
Shout out to my coworker at Rack Room, Sasha. Just had her kid yesterday, so now she's an official mom. Shout out to you.
Shout just in Sasha. Time. She made the cut.
Just in time. At the buzzer. But let's just say something nice about your mom, Chuck.
I love my mother. She's always there and at home making me a good meal, so
oh,
glad
know.
For that.
We know.
Hey, I mean, you know, some people don't have that privilege.
That's true. Shout out, moms. I didn't forget about you and the Oreo balls. I'm going to make them. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Man.
Oh, she listens to the show.
Who?
My mom.
Shout out, Mama AP.
Praise the Lord.
Eva, praise the Lord, Henry. Yeah, she keeps calling just chocolate.
When y'all drop another episode of chocolate?
Said, that'll be some real good material for chocolate. And I'm like, it's melted chocolate.
Yeah.
I asked her which episode she listened to. She said she doesn't know. So, but anyway, shout out to you moms. Even though we look nothing alike.
Shout out to moms.
You don't look Puerto Rican because you don't get outside much. It's okay. Still love you, though.
Puerto Ricans come in all different
kinds. I know, but a lot of people I meet, they see my mom and they think she's white. And I just use that joke that she doesn't get out much. So.
That used to be my mom.
Dun, 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 dun. Shout out ASAP.
Yeah, shout out moms. I got a good platter. What do you call it?
A fruit platter?
No. A spread. Yeah. I'm making a spread.
Oh, what are you making?
It's a platter.
Yeah, I might get some
that's
steaks
spread.
In there.
Some oh, okay.
Steaks, some salmon, you know.
She's just cooking.
Yeah.
Nice. Shout out ASAP.
Shouts out moms.
So, Mother's Day's coming up. I'm going to talk about parents for a second. This just came into my mind right now. So, when you were a kid, as a kid, when you got in trouble, would you have rather gotten in trouble with your dad or your mom?
My dad.
Why you say that?
Because when I was in elementary school, you ever get a conduct note before?
What is that, like a step before
it was
detention?
Yeah, it was like a step before like detention or whatever the hell. It was just basically like a note saying like, hey, your kid is doing this, blah, 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 blah. Like, it's like basically like a warning. Like if he keeps it up, we're gonna give him like actual discipline kind of thing. And I used to dread those things. And whenever I like started getting them, I was like, "Here, Dad, sign them." And then like he wouldn't say nothing to my mom, and I'd just be like, "Okay, hey, Dad, I got another conduct note. You wanna sign it for me?" And I would just get away with like pretty much anything.
I'd rather my mom, especially when I live with both my parents. So my parents have been divorced for quite some time now, so obviously I don't live with them. So, but I'd rather mom's because when Dad found out, he'd tear me up. Be raps. Especially when my mom, I get in trouble and my mom's like, "Wait till your father gets home."
I never got that treatment.
And I'm like, holy.
Never did I.
And then my dad comes home and he's like, "Aaron." And then I'm like, "Oh, please." Y'all know how he sounds. So then he just destroys me.
Pulse. I would say a thousand times.
That's my dad. Come on.
I'd say 1,000 times over prefer my dad punishment over my mom punishment. Like if I were in trouble, my mom's words cut like daggers, man. At least my dad would take me into the room and spank me. You know what I mean? Like, nah, mom really knew how to make you want to like die. So yeah, dad was at least kind enough to get it over with and, you know, move on.
What about you, Cody?
Pops wasn't around like that.
Right.
So I never really got a whooping
for him. So it was just mom's.
Yeah, that belt.
Yeah, my dad, one time I got in trouble, and my mom hit me with the "wait till your father gets home" or whatever. And I talked to him on the phone. He said he was going to beat me with the belt while he was at work. And he was like, "When I get home, this is what's going to happen. So just be ready."
That's wild.
And so
at least
I'm like,
tell you.
I'm pacing in my room. I'm pacing back and forth.
Said, "Man, shit. So what am I going to do?
I got my Power Rangers in my hand.
Do I wear extra pants?"
Hey, that's exactly what I did. I wore like 3 pair of underwear and like 3 pair of shorts.
Facts. I used to say, I felt like an engineer.
And then I pretended I was asleep when I heard about the door open, and I pretended I was, if my dad hears this, he's going to try to beat me today.
Said, "Man,
Aaron, you want that to be thing?"
Let me put on my Mark Echoes because they thick as fuck.
Yeah, and so I pretended I was asleep when I heard him come in the house, and then he opened the door, and I was like, "Oh," and then he just started hitting me with the belt, and I was like, I had to act like it was hurting, but in my mind, I was like, "I'm not feeling it."
Gotcha.
Thing.
You got me. Ooh.
Then he left, and I was like, "Ooh," and I just took all the layers off and went to sleep.
High sucker.
Got him.
You ever tell a parent to their face, like, whenever you were, like, maybe younger than that, like, "Yeah, that didn't hurt."
Hell no.
I did that once, and I got slapped even harder.
No.
I remember the first time that I can recall cursing. It was a barbecue. My mom was on the computer upstairs. I went upstairs because my dad told me to get something from my room, and I went to leave, and I forgot what it was, and instinctively I was like, "Shit." And my mom was on the computer, and she just spins the chair around, and she's like, "What'd you say?" And I was like, "Oh no, I didn't mean to say that, Mom." And she's like, "Come
it
here."
It just slipped.
And she smacked the taste out of my mouth.
Damn. Go get some soap.
Yeah, my parents were no. I did that. I just got hit. They didn't do the soap with me.
I never really got disciplined. My dad would usually like always come around when it was like something fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like he wasn't really there for like the discipline. So if he was doing something, like whenever he came around, I knew like I was about to do something fun, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
So I got all the whoopings from Mom.
On that topic, would you guys rather be beat or verbally assaulted?
Like, in my experience,
yeah.
I'd rather be verbally assaulted.
Okay.
My parents tore me up.
Cody. Verbally assaulted.
You would rather be verbal? Okay. Good. I mean, like, full scale, like, you know, "Fuck you, wish I had an abortion," like,
ooh,
you know, like, oof. You know what I mean? Like, all the worst things that nobody should ever say to their child.
Hmm.
Yeah, I definitely would rather the physical beating.
Yeah, 100 times.
Well, if it's that deep.
Dude, the words cut so deep. Yeah. I mean, you don't know what kind of trauma that they cause people. You know what I mean? At least the physical pain
goes away
after a while.
I feel you on that.
Yeah, but going to school and then just be like, "Damn, my mom really don't fuck with me like that." Like,
Yeah. You got nothing to come home to. I mean, you know, but, you know, I don't know. Anyway.
Have y'all ever been disciplined in public?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, one time I was like playing hide and seek in like a JCPenney's or something. And my mom got mad. She started yelling at me in front of everyone in the store. I was like, oh, sorry.
No, my mom, she beat me in front of my friends.
Yep, that's the worst. Because my dad beat me at school because I stole a Wolverine action figure. He beat me.
I think I remember losing a Wolverine action figure.
Yeah, I didn't steal it from you.
I remember. All right. I got spanked so hard in front of my homies. Mm-hmm. They had to see me cry.
Oh, man. And my dad would give, for some reason, my dad had a whole bunch of stain at the school. I don't know how, but he gave the teachers permission to beat me. So the teachers would tear me up, too, with the ruler. R.I.P. Mrs. King, even though you hit me with the ruler all the time.
How would y'all feel about somebody disciplining your child? I know none of us have kids yet. Yeah.
I feel like it depends on the
school. Right now,
to give someone permission to beat your kids is
crazy. Yeah, right now, I would be like, nah, don't touch my kid. I'll handle it myself.
Yeah,
but same here.
When I have a kid, it might change. I don't know. I have no clue.
Like, you wouldn't give permission to, like, your school. Obviously, they wouldn't
do
that.
No, not my school teacher.
They wouldn't do that today anyway. But, like, just giving permission to, like, a random stranger to beat your kid.
Yeah, no.
As far as I'm concerned on that topic, I want to be kind of in control because it's like, let's say, I don't know, you leave your kid with their uncle or their aunt or something like that. And you say, yeah, punish them however you see fit.
Yeah,
they might have a totally different idea of what you find acceptable. Like, again, where we talk about the verbal versus nonverbal,
mm-hmm.
you know, you don't know at what length they're going to go. It'd make it easier if you just tell them, look, if they act up, just say, all right, I'm going to call your dad or, mm-hmm. you know, or your mm-hmm. dad's going to come get you and take care of it.
If y'all ever gave me permission to beat y'all kids, I wouldn't do it anyway.
I wouldn't. The only one that I give permission to beat my kids will be their grandmother.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I know how it's going to be. Because I went through it myself, so.
And, you know, Grandma put the love in there, too.
Nana, you beat them, but then you're going to make them some cookies or something right after.
You're going to make them some good eats afterwards.
Yeah.
Boy, I love my little grandbabies.
Yeah.
As she's got you in, like, a chokehold.
Yeah, right.
She's cooking and, like, strangling at the same time.
Oh, by the way, Mom's is ready for grandkids, bro. All
right. Mm-hmm. She better be looking at Adrian.
That's what I'm saying. No. Yeah, she's ready for grandkids. And my grandma's ready for great-grandkids.
Yeah, you got to.
Everyone's eyes are on me.
I feel
you're on the clock.
And, like, y'all need to relax.
It's getting harder and harder looking at all my friends having kids and not having one of my own, I'll be honest.
And personally, I want to get married before I have kids. Just so, that's just how
the marriage part for me is just a formality. I want to have that experience, and I want – you know, I feel like that's kind of a peak event
mm-hmm.
in anybody's life.
Yeah.
So I want to have that, but, you know, I wouldn't be ashamed to have kids with the woman I love prior to marriage.
Yeah, I mean, if it happens, it happens. But me just personally, that's the steps I want to take because that's how I'm wired, I guess. I want to get married and then have kids.
Yeah, I want kids. I think about it a lot. I know a lot of people are biased and, well, I want a son or I want a daughter. I'm like, whatever I get, man, mm-hmm. it's going to be awesome.
I would love a daughter.
Yeah, I don't care about sons and daughters. I just want my first kid. If I have multiple, I want my first kid to be a boy. That's it.
What's the preference in that?
Just because, like,
because he's the last one and he's a boy. Well, no, he's not
I'm
the
last second
one.
To last.
First
one. I'm the only boy. I'm second to last kid. Yeah. But, like, just having, like, an older, like, say his older brother and then the rest are girls. And it's just like, if I'm not around for whatever reason, I trust my son to watch after, to be that, like...
That's a good point.
...umbrella, so...
But I also, like, for me, like, any of my daughters, I would have the same confidence, you know, to carry that flame mm-hmm. in my absence
yeah.
as I would a son.
Yeah. That's just personal preference for me.
Sure.
So, and I feel like boys will be easier.
I feel like girls make the best big sisters for some reason.
I'm talking like from a dad standpoint, having a boy would be a lot easier than a girl. Because a girl going to bring the homeboy home. And you know what he's trying to do.
You already know.
You trying to give my daughter a 2C Roundup? Nope.
He said, listen, player.
And that's what you got to take.
Hey, we're playing no games.
In the separate room.
All right.
I'll give my kids their privacy with their, you know, friends. But, when the daughters start bringing the boys home... Bring them in the living room for a little bit. Let's watch some football together. Or, you know, like I don't want some stranger in a room alone.
You don't know what a zone defense is?
Get the hell out of the house.
Oh, no.
So the safety's going to go over top. What that mean? He said, Sir, I don't really watch football.
All right, well, you're going to have to exit the house.
Interesting. Oh, shoot.
I thought my mic was going to fall.
Very interesting you don't know football.
So, yeah, that's when I got to bring my homies in the house to act
like
that.
Oh, what's that? Like, where they bring the kid
bad
into
Bad Boys.
The... Yeah, something
and,
like that.
The
yeah.
one with 50 Cent?
That yes, movie? That mm-hmm. movie with 50 Cent and...
Ice Cube's son.
That was the movie I was trying to think of earlier where I told you
oh,
the really? Guy had the haircut.
Oh,
I...
you talking about... I know who you're talking about now.
What's that movie?
They filmed it in County, right?
Den of Thieves.
Den of Thieves. That's yeah, the one. I want Den the haircut thieves. that the twisted cop has.
The one... okay, I know who you're talking about.
The white dude with the tats and...
The one that's on 50 Cent's side, right? Or no, the one that's chasing them.
The cop.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
So he's a cop too, right? The dude that's on 50 Cent's side?
Nah, he was a convict.
We'll have to watch Den of Thieves together.
Yeah, it's a good movie. It's a good movie. But yeah, like that scene where, oh yeah, let me holler at you for a minute. He brings him in the garage and it's like 15 guys.
Got
yeah.
two big ass Samoans in there. And
yeah. Oh yeah, they're like.
He said, what's up?
My daughter's going to be home by 11 o'clock tonight, right?
He got some essays in there.
So what's your intention with my daughter? Sweating. Then you got to crush his hand with the handshake. Got I can't to. Wait for that if I have a daughter. I'm like, how you doing, son?
Just he's bring him in for dish. A hug and just squeeze the
yep.
life out of him.
Yep.
It's like, if she's not here by 11, you're dead.
He said, listen, dog. I've been here before.
He said, I know
what, I know what games you
pulled. I know what this is.
If y'all in the car in the driveway for more than 2 minutes.
If I see I'm some foggy up. Windows, that's your ass.
Your windows have tint? Get rid of those.
Nah, you need... Nah, not with her.
Here, take my car.
yeah, take my car.
Take my car. It's a fishbowl. Yeah, yeah, go ahead. Pull up to the house. Hey.
You say, hey, what?
Get the hand
I
off
feel
that
like
thought.
That'll make her go, like, even
yeah,
more
yeah,
rebellious.
Yeah.
There's always that fine line.
I don't know what the hell I'm talking about when it comes to parenting, but...
Nah.
We gonna see.
Never will.
Whenever it happens. But anyway, shout out to all the mothers out there. Mother's Day, enjoy your day. Hopefully your kids will do something special with you and hang out and all that fun stuff.
Because you know what they say, right? The preacher kids be the worst ones.
Oh, man.
Somebody caught a stray.
Oh, man.
What'd you say it was? Cravid Bryant Cunier?
Yeah.
That was exactly
Cunier.
Cunier.
Oh, Cravid. Cravid Tryant.
Cravid Tryant Cunier.
What else we got to talk about? I don't really know what else is. NASA man launch is happening soon. It's gonna be a pretty big deal, May 27th.
You think it's gonna be popping?
Oh yes, it's definitely gonna be popping. First manned astronaut mission in 10 years in the U.S. at least.
Hmm.
So,
when is that?
May 27th is when
is
they
there
want
a time?
To do it. I don't think.
Mark
so.
Your calendars.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
I might get on there with the badge. Now my badge is expired.
My badge expired. Yeah.
Oh, I might be able to, though. I might pull up.
You might,
yeah,
you might pull up.
Yeah, that's not saying a time, but May 27th is when they're trying to launch it. And people are freaking out because of, you know, COVID-19 and social distancing. And NASA's telling everybody to, like,
nah, last month they didn't give a fuck.
I know. But, like, this is the biggest... They're basing the attendance off of the last manned launch. The attendance was 500,000 people, like took that gathered up and watched at the river or whatever.
I was there.
So they're like, we don't want that big of a gathering now because the cases are going to spike up, which they probably will if that happens. But Sheriff Wayne Ivey is saying that pretty much fuck what NASA's saying. If y'all want to come out, come out. NASA has their policy and I have mine. So I'm going to say that people
Word.
Are allowed to come. Yeah, that's exactly what he said, bro.
Good
that's
Lord.
Wild.
Verbatim. NASA has their policy.
Good Lord.
I have mine.
All right, now. All right, Sheriff Wayne.
All right, Sheriff Wayne Ivey.
Do your thing.
What do y'all think is going to happen? Y'all think, I think people are going to come out of the woodwork.
Oh, yeah.
To see
last
this
month,
shit.
Oh, yeah. Last month, they were all over the bridge. No,
all over.
I didn't see 6 foot space nowhere.
I didn't even know there was a launch last
yeah,
time.
Yeah, neither did I.
So you say, you see the launch? Nope, I didn't even hear it.
I didn't
nothing.
Even hear it.
So I might have been on the network.
Well, then again, like you might not even get much tourism like that might come here. It might be just local people.
It is. It's going to be local people itching to get out of the house and do something. And
yeah.
We don't need all them cases now.
Yeah, I'm going to stay in the house.
So I might go in the front yard.
I'm going to watch it on Twitter.
So,
good, reliable Twitter.
Shout out Elon putting in work, though.
You know, I didn't know this, but I guess, like, for Elon's Teslas, sometimes, like, during, like, special events, like, during the year, like, Christmas or whatever, like, he'll tweet out, like, hey, check the update on your cars. And, like, he'll add, like, some, like, cool, like, unique update or something. I saw online, like, someone updated theirs during, like, Christmas or something, and they had, like, a little Christmas jingle, like, added onto their, like, horns or something. It was kind of funny.
That's cool. And Teslas, like, are dope. I want a Cybertruck.
If he can do that, imagine what else he can do with that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure he can see everybody in their cars.
Update somebody's car for their brakes to not work.
Oof.
Yeah, that would be scary.
I wonder if he even has that kind of power.
I wouldn't surprise
me. I don't know. I know he had a kid just now,
though. No one man should have all that power.
He had a kid yesterday.
Yeah, the dude with the weird name. The young man with the weird name.
What's his name?
I don't even know how to pronounce it. Something with the... No, Elon Musk's son.
Hey, Siri.
He named it something weird.
What is the name of Elon Musk's son?
The answer I found is XA Ligatory 12 Musk.
XA Ligatory 12 Musk?
What?
What does that mean?
Do you have it?
This dude's too smart.
I don't even know how to read this.
XA. Hey, XA. Siri.
XA 12? Is that what
you said? What is the name of Elon Musk's son?
Remember that meme you were talking about? Or no. Like, that was going on my phone, Cody, before we started? And you're like, what is that noise? I think they were talking about his kid. Because it was like a bunch of
Siri pronounce it again.
Was it like X and like dashes or whatever?
I don't know. Hey, Siri.
No, it's an A and an E put together.
What is the name of Elon Musk's son?
The answer I found is XA Ligatory 12 Musk.
Yeah, it's not even a word. AP.
What the hell? XA Ligatory 12?
Yeah, some. Well, that's going to go over good on the when the substitute's calling out names.
XA Ligatory 12.
Bro, he's not being. He's
honestly,
not going,
he'd probably be
he's
like
not
home
going
school.
To public school. Yeah.
No, he's going to go by X.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, something crazy.
For sure.
Hey, that is kind of cool, though.
Or just somebody be like, hey, Ligatory.
Ligatory
or
Musk.
12.
Hey, it's 12.
There go 12. 12.
Man.
It's 12. It's XA Ligatory 12.
What if he became a rapper with that name?
Nah.
Bro, he already has enough money to
be the first rapper on Mars.
He doesn't have to worry about anything ever.
Ever.
Probably.
So.
Except for his dad's probably going to be like, son, you're going on a field trip. Where to, Dad? Mars. Let's go. Get in.
Don't worry.
He's
going to
turn three and he's like, why haven't you built a rocket yet, son? Where's the rocket?
Where's the plans?
You don't have any blueprints yet?
What about the combustion factor in this engine, huh?
He's like 2 weeks old, not walking yet. You just see Elon in the corner holding his head. Like,
said, what have
my
I done?
My son's a failure.
I failed my son.
No flamethrower?
But what if he was like the complete opposite? Like he's building like a laser out of like chalk or something like crazy.
What if his son's like the equivalent of Miley Cyrus to Billy Ray Cyrus? You know how she was like totally out there?
He can do that because he got money.
What if he just doesn't want anything to do with anything that his dad does?
Yeah.
And he's just like, listen, I'm going to go to the
NFL.
Elon,
he already has like three other kids, I believe.
I'm going to the NFL, Dad.
Then that's like nothing. But that's just such a weird name then.
XA Ligatory 12.
He's the outlier, son. I mean, especially because of that name.
Of course Elon Musk would do some shit like
that. That is so weird.
You ever wonder if Elon Musk is on some kind of drugs?
Some people think he's an alien, like legit.
I really think he's too smart for everybody else, and like he just sees like life on a different plane.
So he's like an Albert Einstein
type
dude?
Oh, that, I believe it.
I can't knock him, though. He'd be putting in work out there.
I feel like he knows a lot of that like the masses don't know.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I would kill for just an hour. Yeah. And I mean literally strangle somebody to gain the opportunity just to like hang
I mean,
out
what do you
Elon
have to do?
While.
Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg are the president's technological advisors.
Like
how smart do you
Facebook?
Have to be? Yeah.
Are you saying that's a fact or?
That's a fact.
Oh.
This is off topic. Elon Musk in the one corner, Mark Zuckerberg in the other, boxing match.
Bro, he's 6'4".
That would totally outsell the, what was the big, it was McGregor and
Mayweather.
That would be like.
On Facebook.
Yeah.
Facebook Live.
Starting all over Facebook.
Elon would get Mark out of here.
Yeah. Elon would go.
Bro, he's like AP's height, and he might be AP's size.
How tall is Mark Zuckerberg?
I feel like he's like a twig.
Here's what I found from Lifehacker.com. Most internet sources, including the murky world of celebrity height forums, list Zuckerberg as just 5'7".
Oh, yeah, he's getting destroyed.
Yeah,
oh,
right. Yeah. I've seen Elon, and Elon's kind of built-looking guy.
Yeah, Mark Zuckerberg's getting rocked.
He's getting out of there.
I don't know. Mark Zuckerberg probably shoot laser beams out of his eyes or something.
He said, Facebook like, share, post.
Facebook care.
Care react.
Heart. Dislike. Shock face.
Hell no.
Candy Crush.
Elon getting him up out of there.
Yeah.
With ease.
We got to be 12 rounds, though.
Going back to the topic, though, I remember, I think I just heard something about Elon on, like, the Joe Rogan podcast. He was talking about, like, not, like, cybernetic enhancements, but, like, where does it work? Like, literally.
AI?
AI, like, it's artificial intelligence. AI's scary, bro. They think, like, he was talking about, like, artificial intelligence might, like, become a real thing and, like, almost take
it
over
will,
the world or something.
It will.
Like,
it will, no doubt.
It already is.
Yeah, it's like, on
I
its
think
way.
That's ridiculous.
Elon and Mark, if you're listening, listen.
Not a sponsor.
Would you be interested in doing a backyard brawl at the Goodfellas Estate for the Melted Chocolate Pod?
Yes, for free.
Yeah, there would be no prize. It would just be cool.
No, they wouldn't do
just
that.
Just a kickback.
You know, who's the tougher back. One here? Elon, my money's on you, bud.
It's all for clout.
We have poker.
If you want to enjoy some water cereal.
Okay, y'all come here and play chess or something, all right? I mean, that's less violent.
That would probably be interesting, a game of chess.
We'll do the lighting, the works, the cameras, the angles, everything. Like, security will run.
Hello.
Yep. We might provide the weed.
I won't.
I don't have anything to do with that.
Neither do I.
Oh.
Oh, no. All right. Smoky. Smoke. All right. Chuck.
Never mind.
No weed, I guess. I mean, whatever. Anyways.
There will be drinks.
That was cool. And we're going to close up shop. You know, sorry we're closed. Flip it around. We're not open anymore. This has been a great episode of Melted Chocolate.
Yeah, hold on. Let me pick something now.
It's been a good pod. It's been good.
How about
it's been good.
I think it's not about you, Drake, Chris Brown.
He's going to find something. Let him find something. All right. We hope you guys have a great day. I'm stalling because the music's not hitting.
Are we hitting Melting Pot?
Hold on.
Oh, shoot.
Oh.
Whoa.
You almost talk about it's pie. Simple. You it's forgot simple. About it's the simple. Melting
it's simple.
Pot.
It's simple. Melting Pot is all our moms.
Well, we already kind of did that.
Yeah.
That's
middle.
Who's my melting
that's
pot.
That's just repetitive. If we're doing it right now, I'm going to shout ahead. Out good old Scott Shear. It's his two-year anniversary today. Congratulations on that.
Happy anniversary, right on, Scotty Too Hottie.
Congratulations on that second daughter as well. Love you.
I'm going to put in my dad's mom because she's the reason I'm here. And she has set up a family conference call every week with like me and like 20 other family members.
Bro, I try to do that with my cousins.
Which is pretty cool.
I try to do that with four of my cousins. That lasted like 2 weeks.
But it's like a church session. She sings. She reads the Bible and she asks for input. It's cool.
Hell yeah.
It's cool to hear my cousins in England and all that. And in St. Vincent talking and whatnot.
That's dope.
So, shout out Nanny.
Hey, shout out Grandma for me. This will be the second Mother's Day without her. She passed away a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Yeah. You know, it's tough. But, hey, what a woman. Great woman. Yes.
Shout out all the moms that aren't with us today as well. Like Jesse said, like Dave's mother.
R.I.P.
Not with us anymore. R.I.P. DJ, love you, bud. Who you got, Cody?
I got Justin again. He got in a bad car accident.
What?
I don't know if y'all saw it, but
I did not.
Yeah, his car got totaled.
Is he okay?
Yeah, he's absolutely fine.
I don't care about
this
the car.
Happened like last week.
As long as I did not know about that at all.
Yeah, he's. Well, if you saw the car, like, oh my god, like.
Okay, I'm glad he's okay though.
Yeah.
My heart dropped for a second.
Yeah, it wasn't today. It was last week.
Okay. Cool.
But, shout out to him for surviving that.
All right. That's been the Melting Pot. Sorry I tried to skip over it, guys.
Trying to skimp out the people, huh?
I didn't want to give
I got
what they
back.
Want. Yeah, good rebound, Chuck. Anyways, thanks for listening. Do you have a song yet?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Cody's fumbling, stumbling, mumbling.
Bro, how was your day?
It was good. It was real good.
Good.
Didn't we talk about this in the beginning?
We have a 15 15. Oh, I fell in a septic tank.
Oh, oh.
Tell us about that. Yeah, I fell in a septic tank a couple of days ago. Yeah. All
right. I'm gonna just.
You probably felt disgusted.
I'm gonna go with the bread and butter.
It was nasty, bro. Uh oh. Hello, what happened?
Anyways.
Yeah, I fell in the septic tank when I was doing the lawn, and it was pretty nasty, and I hurt my back.
Yuck.
So now there's a gaping hole in my mom's front yard. So it's all good, though. It is what it is. Thanks for listening to Melted Chocolate. You know, the Exalted One AP. Cody on the ones and
twos. Exalted.
Charles Peter Tabasco. Jesse in the back. We all love you. Thanks
it's
for listening.
It's LaBosco.
Yeah, get it right,
leave
swine.
Leave a review. Find us wherever you want to find us, all right? Love you. Let's go.